Well, he's been headlining shows in Las Vegas for a decade and has been named one of the top 10 instrumentalists in the world by Billboard magazine. And now, show pianist and vocalist Ryan Ahern, heard playing here, is making his San Francisco debut this weekend with a performance at the Herbst Theater on Friday. He also performed in San Jose for the first time a couple of weeks ago. He joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk about his music and about performing in the city by the bay. Thank you, Ryan, for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Why wait so long to come to San Francisco? It's a lovely place. What's taking you so long?
Well, good afternoon, Melissa. Thank you for having me on the show. You know, it's always been a dream to get over there into San Francisco and perform the show, and I've been so busy traveling. You know, I've been to over 100 countries in the last 10 years, so it's been a lot of travel to deal with.
We understand you've also spent a lot of time performing on cruise ships. What's that like?
You know, the cruise ship industry has been so great to me. I headline out there on several different cruise lines, and you know, they fly me all over the world to get on these cruise ships, and they have wonderful orchestras waiting for me on board, and those have been some of the best shows of my life out there on those ships.
You know, Ryan, I think it's safe to say that you are one of a relatively, and I stress the word relatively, rare breed, and that would be a working musician. Tell us quickly a little bit about your career and how you got where you are.
Well, you know, I started playing instruments from a very young age, since I was about 7 or 8 years old. I picked up the piano when I was 12, and by the time I was 14, I had a small gig working a couple hours a week at a local country club. And continued my studies through music arts high school and did a lot of competitions throughout my teens and early 20s. And then I developed my big show and tried to really craft my sound and develop something that would be interesting to large audiences, you know, reminiscent of Liberace or Jerry Lee Lewis or some of these great well-known piano players. And it just kind of went from there. And you're right. It's not very often that you have a working musician. You know, sometimes I can be on the road 300 days a year if I open my schedule to it.
So you just piqued our interest with sort of using Liberace and Jerry Lee Lewis kind of in the same sentence. Tell us a little bit about the show that you have crafted.
So my show really incorporates music from all genres. You know, I'm used to playing for multicultural audiences, certainly audiences of all different age range. So in my show, I go from the Disney songbook to 50s and 60s rock and roll. I play a lot of boogie-woogie, movie music. We do songs from Queen and Seal to get things a little more contemporary. Maroon 5, I do all the heavy classical masterpieces. We throw in some jazz, and it's really got something for everyone, and it's really high energy. And I got my all-star 8-piece Red Hot Orchestra, we call them. And it's just really a lot of fun, and the time flies by.
All right, we've literally got about 15 seconds left, but if you had some words of wisdom to give anybody, young or old, who wants a career in music, what would you tell them?
You know, you have to practice because it's worth it. And music can enrich your life in ways that few other things can. So keep with it.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. That is Ryan Ahern. He is making his San Francisco debut with a performance on Friday at the Herbst Theater.